Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Honorable DG F.K. Rice, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Je vous prie d'excuser le fait que mon exposé sera fait en anglais. About 1 year ago, my Swiss colleague Dominique Colley and I agreed to put efforts to attract more African countries to the GRA. And when we visited Senegal and Côte d'Ivoire March this year to explore the possible interest, we didn't know then that we could meet with so many people in this meeting here. Great. On behalf of the GRA, a warm welcome to this workshop in which we will demonstrate and illustrate how the GRA can be of added value to you. The Global Research Alliance on Agricultural Greenhouse Gases is a voluntary collaboration between countries with the purpose to enable agriculture systems to produce more food and at the same time decrease the emission of greenhouse gases from agriculture and therefore contribute to global food security and sustainable agriculture. The GRA tries to achieve a double win: more production and less climate impact. Not an easy task. Since 2011, several countries joined forces, and from a shared feeling of urgency and available possibilities, they decided to have their agriculture research collaborate on a global level to establish a scientific fundament as a prerequisite for climate resilient agriculture. At this stage, 48 countries all over the world joined the GRA. And as with every collaboration, members have different opinions. Some problems are solved, some are not. But sharing the long-term perspective, the GRA and its members continue to proceed with the GRA as such. Do not think the GRA is a research organization. On the contrary, the GRA is a policy-driven organization that strives for impact and implementation. Starting in 2011, we first put efforts into having the scientific organization in place. Now that's realized, the last few years, the GRA has its focus more and more on implementation and capacity building on farmer level as well as policy level. This workshop aims to show not only how the GRA is organized, how it works, and what we do, but we also aim to illustrate that the GRA can bridge the gap between strategy and practice, at least regarding agriculture. It's highly appreciated that Africa Rice Center offered us to organize this workshop back-to-back to this next meeting, a unique chance for the GRA to meet with decision makers from many, many African countries regarding agriculture and related policies. Reasons for the Netherlands to supply the financial resources to enable the GRA to host this workshop and with voluntary participation of other members and partners, the GRA can offer you an interesting program. Our GRA Special Representative Hayden Montgomery, enabled by the New Zealand government, pulled the strings together to have this program that covers the whole range of issues from strategic and political considerations up to how daily agriculture practice and policy can improve. I will describe the headlines of the program, but this is not the executive order of the program. I understood that Dr. Fall, on behalf of Senegal, will make a statement on the relation between Senegal and the GRA. Hayden Montgomery will present the strategic needs of the GRA, how the issues the GRA is dealing with and its way of working can support the implementation of policies on agriculture and climate change, touching on your agriculture policies as well as the UNFCCC agreements. Dominique Colley from Switzerland, mentioned already yesterday, will share with you how Switzerland appreciates membership of the GRA, and Ghana, also attending here, member of the GRA, will have a presentation on their involvement. Since the start, Japan is an active member, and currently Japan is also the chair of the GRA. Our Japanese colleague Kazuyuki Yagi will address the meeting on behalf of the GRA chair. And while he is also co-chair of the Paddy Rice Group, he will share the current activities of that group and an overview of the Rice flagship project. From France, we have two colleagues from CIRAD, Sylvie Lewicki and Philippe Lacan. They will also tell you more about relevant activities relating the challenge of increasing soil carbon sequestration within the framework of the GRA and the 4 per mil initiative. When we have finished the transfer of information, we invite you to explore and identify the added value your country could experience by joining the GRA. We will present you a few opportunities for involvement in GRA activities and pose some questions you and your colleagues can elaborate on during this meeting. Of course, we would be happy that as a result of this meeting, one or more countries would sign the charter and become a GRA member. However, more importantly, we hope to identify concerted actions you and other members of GRA can pick up tomorrow. I look forward to a nice, exciting day. Thank you for your audience. Thank you, Mr. Chair.